Angel Mom, Joe Biden's border surge more than a crisis, it's a catastrophe. By John Binder on March 29, 2021. A surge of illegal immigration to the United States-Mexico border occurring as a result of President Joe Biden's policies is more than a crisis, it's a catastrophe, an Angel Mom says. Angel Mom Sabine Durden Coulter, whose son Dominic was murdered in July 2012 by an illegal alien, told social media followers during a trip to the southern border that the horrors of illegal immigration are not only detrimental to American families' lives but also to many migrants who suffer at the hands of the Mexican drug cartels. Durden Coulter said, "I was told today of a story about a mom and her four-year-old. They were brought over by coyotes, and as the mom got in the raft, the coyotes snatched that little girl and the mom reached for her and they said, 'No, we'll send her over with the next raft.' And they took that mom to the American side and that little girl disappeared. Many of us know the pain of never seeing our child again," Durden Coulter continued. "But that story brought me to my knees. That's why the border needs to be secured. That's why our laws need to be enforced. This can't continue. It hurts people on both sides." Illegal immigration at the southern border has skyrocketed as a result of Biden's policies, analysis by the Center for Immigration Studies finds. The latest poll finds that nearly 60% of Americans oppose the way Biden is handling immigration. Aside from Biden's ending a number of border controls that were in place to stem illegal immigration, the administration has gutted interior immigration enforcement through a number of sanctuary country orders that prevent the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, from arresting and deporting any illegal aliens who are not recently convicted aggravated felons, terrorists, or known gang members. Subsequently, criminal illegal aliens are being released from local and state jails into American communities rather than being turned over to ICE agents for arrest and deportation. Today, there are roughly 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S., at least 8 million of whom hold jobs. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.